Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sam Keir, host of Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. For the past 12 months, I've been talking to T20 star David Visa, getting his take from behind the scenes at the IPL, the 100 and the rest of the world's biggest leagues.
That's the don't nearly view system deal. There's no ways in my mind that was up.
These guys don't know how to win at this stage.
He had his driver pick him up in his Bentley.
People start chanting your name. You kind of have to pinch yourself.
Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sport Social.
And then I said, not ping pong balls, King Kong balls.
I love that one. Never gets old.
So PGMOL have said, yeah, we shafted United.
with no lube.
No lube. Didn't even spit on it.
No Vaseline.
Straight in.
Absolutely.
There you go. Have a bit of that.
Ridiculous.
And then, just told us about it. Lads.
By the way, hey.
Me, you.
And guess what?
You can't do anything about it.
Those points, they're gone.
It's a bit gutting, isn't it, for you? Hey? Sucks to be you.
Wanted to win the league, did you? 21 is coming, eh?
So, that was a 3-point swing.
Yeah.
And then the City one against Villa.
Oh, yeah.
That's a two, at least 2 points.
What we're saying is, 21 was robbed.
I think, yeah.
21 was stolen.
Everyone will know. Deep down, no matter what, who won the title this year? Do you know what I mean? It's one of them, isn't
it? Well, I had to tell Joe this because he's been depressed all day.
Aww. And I had to say, Joe.
Is it because you've seen your jacket in a mirror?
This jacket's smart, mate.
Okay.
With me. You see all the turning heads I get when I walk past them?
Yeah, usually going, there are no fucking mirrors in his house.
I had to tell Joe, we weren't going to win the league by just 3 points anyway. We were going to win it by like 6, 7, 8. So now it'll be a little less gap.
I will also say is, in your defence, when you said 21 is coming, there was no expiry date on it.
Yeah. To be fair as well,
and
when did he say it?
It will be right.
When did he say it?
Oh, when Moyes was here.
That's what I mean. Right? This is why I never take that too seriously.
Right?
Because I knew when he did it.
Right? So it will be, United could go all the way down to Conference North, right, and all the way back up again, and he'll still be like, I told y'all, right, 21 is coming, right, and it will happen, right, as sure as shit, right, it will eventually happen. I don't think it's going to be this year.
My fear of that was, you know, when we started it, when we did it at the start of the season.
We?
You know, at the start of the season, when I said 21 was coming.
When you
when
said,
I
it,
said it,
and
in
I laughed,
our video.
And I laughed at you.
When I said it on our video.
And what did I do?
You said, you're right there.
I laughed in your face.
You two on a video said it.
I think I said, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, right. But you laughed, which means like...
Which
laughed,
is kind of like, yeah. It's
it might be right. Yeah. It might be on something here, but I can't say it. Right.
Okay.
And plus we play good cop, bad cop.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It works.
Bad cop. But when I said that...
All cops are bastards, actually. So.
This is very true. When I said that...
I am no cop.
I meant it.
Right. But what, in 2013 or whenever it was?
21. When I said it at the start of this season, the whole basis of it was,
is this him doubling down on this absolute wibble?
But
mate, you're the king of doubling down, so you can't tell anyone for that. You always double down on anything you've ever said, no matter what. I have never seen anyone who sticks to his guns like you do.
How dare you?
Even when he's wrong.
You know, mate, it doesn't matter. He just will not change
his mind. How would you know this? Because I've never been wrong.
Good point, well made. Good point, well made. But the predictions league will be wrong later when we win the league, and I was proven to be right. But one of the things I was going to say...
Listen, Flower, I hope you are, but you're fucking not.
Basically, 21 is coming, I've been tweeting it when we was 15th and that, having fun. And the more I've done it, I started to think...
It gathers its own
momentum.
What's
going to
happen? It becomes an animal on its own and you can't control it anymore.
I think it became one of those positive attraction,
law
of attraction things. But also, it scares me because what my main fear is, we don't get it. Liverpool get 20 this year, and then they win 21 next year, and they're still my hashtag.
No. We've already discussed
this. It won't be the first time they've robbed somebody.
We get 21.
it's almost like I set him up for that. It's
yeah, if anyone knew us bad, you'd think that was planned.
You see my babe station comment on the transfer review?
Go on.
Oh, fuck off. If you didn't see it, you didn't see it.
Oh, yeah. Nothing's
happening. Watch babe station. That kind of thing.
No.
Oh. I seen the word babe station on YouTube. On the tweet.
Yeah, you
should have watched it.
It was very good. I did. Brilliant. You just reminded me.
It was absolutely. Yeah.
Did you watch Gazetta?
What?
Did you watch Gazetta?
No, mate. 6,000 people watched it. No cunts watched it.
Well, then I'm not going to watch yours.
Are we really doing this? On camera? On the live? Are we really doing this, lads? No one comes out of this looking well. None of us. This isn't the argument we need to be having.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about Amad Diallo.
Oh, he was fucking top on Saturday.
The greatest right winger we've ever seen.
I went downstairs to pick up my food.
Obviously.
Right, at 2-0. Yeah. I come upstairs, it's fucking 6-2.
I'll mince that.
He had ordered a lot of food.
8 trips.
Caesar was lost. Right. I went to Jean, fucking hell's just happened there. And she was like, what? Never mind. Cheers.
Thanks for filling me in.
Yeah. She said that the other day.
I will say is, obviously,
I don't miss doing videos of you.
I am sorry.
Really well. Honestly, it's been a while.
Panenka against Liverpool on your debut. Mate,
come on.
The swingers on the guy. That's from his own seat from on the way home.
Love all that.
But the best bit of action that he did was a little dribble that he did to the edge of the box, drew about 3 or 4 men, opened up a shitload of space, played it into the box, gets whipped back, and obviously Hugo sticks it in. I mean, Hugo scored 4. No one's even given a fuck. I was yeah. like, so fucking what? We've got a shiny thing.
I know you didn't watch all of it, but Ollie mentioned Hugo and said...
I watched all the goals.
Oh, right. No, sorry. The press conference today. And I think Ollie even said, like, because people asking about Diallo, someone asked about Diallo, and he said Hugo's probably next in line. He just scored 4 goals. Do you know what I mean? But obviously he's been singing
what
his praises.
What I liked about
Diallo
was his decision-making.
Yeah.
So he'd do the tricks and the skills, but he wouldn't go for the extra one. He'd see a pass and just go, oh, here you go.
What a winger. With good decision making.
Yeah,
stop telling lies.
And he's foreign.
Well, that's obviously not true, then, any of what you've just said.
And it could be easy for him at under 23 level to think, I'm 30 odd million or however much he is. Yeah. I'll fuck this place up now.
The thing is, though,
and he didn't.
He had well, to he did, come but, in and look as good as he did.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Because the Liverpool, because it was like, wasn't it like the first 5th minute, the defender like sat on the ball, he went, all right, thanks, that's mine, and scored. And it's like, that's when the other Liverpool
that's the thing,
players
if he,
would
if
have
he didn't, you got problems because yeah. the under 23 level is so shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
do you think that's
to
the difference between
and
him and Facundo? That Facundo did do well. He scored 3 and 3, didn't he? But do you think maybe in training he hasn't looked as up to the first team? So Ali's gone, you need a loan. Ahmad's ready.
I don't know. I mean, when I did that like 7 or 8 minutes of YouTube scouting when we signed him.
That's all you need.
Yeah, well, here's why I know. I mean, obviously that's not enough to make an informed decision, but it's plenty for me. Like the highlight video of Facundo had repeated stuff in it, which wasn't even good.
Right,
and you're like, so there's either a complete lack of source material or he ain't all that. And I felt like it was a bit more he ain't all that.
He's not as rated, is he? As much as Diallo is anyway.
But when you look at the little bits of what Diallo's got, like there's some things like Max says, the decision making.
Yeah.
You know, there was not even anyone, like, Facundo sort of highlight reel. It was shit. It was like shots that missed, going round a guy that wasn't there. It was like...
But that was because he'd only played a handful of games in the first team, whereas in Italy there's more footage of there.
He's yeah,
but the source material was not... I mean, might have been still scarce, but what was there looked a lot
Do you think that was
better.
More on what Diego had maybe told Ali?
I don't know.
Because he's done that with Daniel James before, hasn't he? Where
was it Ryan Giggs who said
Ryan
to him?
Ryan Giggs, yeah. Going, oh, he's Welsh and quick, he might be me.
I'd love to see Diallo and James go head-to-head against the same opposition and see how that goes down, because from what I saw, his decision-making looks better than Dan James's. He's got the same sort of attributes and possibly even a better close control than Dan James does. And he's about the same size. So the reasons why...
He's a bit... I mean, Dan James isn't a waif though, is he? He's not dead skinny, is it, Dan James? He's not like Diallo's proper
he's not
skinny.
Exactly fucking
no,
Jackson
I know he's not, but you're saying the same just size, but well, they're not, are they?
Danny James is skinny. It's just that he's small, so
yeah,
he's like 8 fucking stone.
Yeah, he's yeah.
But like Diallo looks really sort of slender.
Yeah,
I think that's one thing where
so,
I think it might be.
Here's my thinking.
Little while.
You get the little bastard on.
Yeah.
You say just fucking run at him.
Okay.
And we get all our penalties back again.
Yeah, we have missed that penalty.
He's going to get a lot of fouls.
Yeah.
He's like, remember like Park would just run under your arm? Like, where's he? Where the fuck's he?
You're
like,
him against the 6'5" defender.
He's got such a low
It's not going down well for him, is it?
And he's got, yeah.
He's got unbelievable agility. And then he's 5'6" or whatever the fuck he is.
All right, then. When's he going in? Stop.
I'd give him 10 minutes tomorrow. Because I think United...
This is what we do.
I think United
get in
need
and win us that game.
A bit of a refresh.
Right.
I think that we look a little bit jaded. I think we've come through a lot of football.
Yeah.
And I think we're probably getting towards desperate sort of stages in the forward line a little bit. And I think a little bit of heat on everybody, a little bit of a night off, inject a little bit of excitement. Because you know, if you do bring him on with 10, 15 minutes to go against Southampton, they're going to go, fuck's sake. Like... And that might be enough attention to be able to find some space for Cavani or Marshall or Marcus or someone.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that we need to do, and one of the things that hasn't helped Martial through his bad form, is he's been playing through his bad form on the left, and then we're pushing Rashford there. And if we can just go, right, we've got a right winger, we've got a left winger, Cavani and Marshall, you're fighting for this spot, or you're rotating
100%.
In and out. It makes both of their lives easier, because when Marshall's on the left, and he could have a great game, not score, but people are still going, well, 20-odd games, five
goals.
Like his goal scoring record's not getting better, and he's still getting judged on a goal scoring as a number nine, even when he plays on the left. So it's better to just go, Rashford, you're in your strongest position. Boom. And of course, you can always use Marshall if you need to, if Rashford's injured or whatever, to go on the left. But he needs to be playing only in that nine position.
Yeah, I don't like
gonna lose
at all.
The things that he... Because he was... Despite the fact that he, all right, his finishing's been poor this season, he was getting to grips with the role in terms of receiving the ball with his back to goal, bringing others into play and everything. And that's one of the things I think we have lost in our
team
this year. Got to
maintain his value before we sell him as well.
Yeah. But one of the things that we've lost this year, I feel, has been the passing and the moving.
Yeah, yeah.
It all seems to be Rashford gets the ball in the final third, he's looking to score. Bruno gets the ball in his final... We're not looking for their moves anymore.
That's why I said someone like Adama Traore, and people was like, he's got one goal and an assist. Look, his build-up play and his link-up play is top, and he's more for the team than any of our forwards. A lot of our forwards, Greenwood, like I said, Marshall, Rashford, and Cavani, they all want to just score themselves.
Well, you don't put Marcus Rashford on the left-hand side because he's going to cross you the ball.
No.
Or you don't put Mason Greenwood on the right-hand side because he's going to cross you the ball. You're putting him in to cut inside and score.
It's Ronaldo. It's obviously not the same level, but it's Ronaldo vibes. It's, I'm coming in for myself.
Yeah.
Are you still standing there?
Yeah.
Sound, whatever.
Do you know what I mean?
Yo, and then you have Cavani doing the same manoeuvres that Ruud van Nistelrooy did, like this fucking kid.
Mate, oh, that's his kid. Did
you see? I love that, though. Yeah. Or he'll look at Ollie like...
He does that, didn't he? He did it against Liverpool.
Bro, what have I told you about these kids? He does that.
I saw him looking to the bench against the Scousers.
What's that?
Like he's grassing him. Look!
There was one where...
But Marshall did it to him at Arsenal. When he took that chance, I think, well, he couldn't see Marshall, and any striker takes the chance. I'm not blaming him. But when he was in front, Marshall looked at him like... Like, I love moody strikers.
There was one where Cavani proper spat his dummy out, and I can't remember who it. I don't know if it was Bruno
Rashford.
Or Rashford that had done it, was it?
But
there were three people in the way of Cavani. Yeah, it was Rashford. And I don't even think if Paul Scholes had been in that position, you're getting that fucking ball, mate. It just ain't happening. They blocked you.
Even the Wolves goal, you know, where Rashford scored. Cavani's
really smart. It's like, Cavani's there. Like, and then he sort of changes from going, what are you doing? To, yay.
I want my forwards to be fuming. I want them to be like, we lost 4-3. Got an hat trick though. Or like, we won 5-0.
That was rude.
Yeah.
All over, mate. You could win 6-0. And if he didn't score, he was sulking. He was not having any of it, was he?
I love that. That's how I want Marshall. That's how you get out of these. If Marshall was more like that, he's not on this drought anymore.
I've said this.
He's got
8-9
goals because he's taking a penalty or he's... He's being a bit more greedy. There was one time where he hadn't scored in ages and he stepped over the ball for Fred.
Oh, my God. What are you doing? Fred! You don't do that if you've scored a goal every game, let alone when you're on a drought.
Forgive me if I'm wrong. Didn't Fred have a shot over the weekend, which didn't kill a pigeon?
Did you? Yeah, he nearly scored. Did you see Bruno's quote on him?
No.
About practicing free kicks. He goes, me, Marcus, and another player, I can't remember who. He goes, we practice free kicks and Fred comes along for fun too.
Wow.
Like how disrespectful is that? He just goes, Fred comes along sometimes, like for fun. Like, what?
I love the fact that Fred always stands over free kicks, though.
It's like my
like he's got a chance of taking it.
I want to live my life with the optimism of Fred standing over a free kick.
Because the keeper doesn't even get done by that.
No.
Like, keeper going,
I don't know. He's not fucking taking this, is he?
He's not going that way.
Yeah. Why don't you get in the wall? Why don't you go and do what Anderson did? Give it all that shit in front of the keeper. Remember
go and have a brew. Go and do something.
Do something. Do a lap. I don't know.
At least let Rashford stand there, because you might think, he could take that.
Yeah.
Like, you've never seen. I don't think I saw Fred score a free kick since Shakhtar versus Manchester City.
Wow.
And everyone was like, sign him up.
Take free kicks. He took, you remember when he took one at the Etihad? Last kick of the game, almost. And Juan Mata was there. When we needed a goal in the League Cup. I couldn't believe it.
Oh.
You remember?
The League Cup?
Yeah.
Last minute?
Yeah.
Juan
Mata.
And he was right in front of the goal.
Juan Mata has got, like, the second best free kick record behind Beckham in Premier League history. And then Fred steps up and you think, Fred, get out of the way. And he took it.
And it's so close.
Well, you know, even Fred was like,
you know, was it Bruno against Arsenal where it was so close, you're like, this is a goal. And he nearly went in.
Yeah,
like,
just,
that's how close it was for Mata. And you're like, Mata just scored one against Juve. Oh, he had scored one against Juve as well. Oh, God.
We didn't want that League Cup anyway. It's done that trophy. It's boring.
Imagine having a fucking trophy for 300.
It's all that about.
What is all that about?
Pathetic.
What is that all about?
What is all that about?
It's not the way it should be.
Is it modelled on a chamber pan? You'd know about MJ. You're old.
Chamber pan? Is that what you wash your bum with?
No, that's when you used to not have an outside. When you had an outside toilet, you need to piss in the middle of the night. It's like a pot under your bed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like in East is East. And Saj goes for a piss. His mum and dad are at him. Ed gets stuck in the door. I love that.
We've got a super chat that Stephen's going to read out.
Okay. It's from Beslin Jitto. Says, Diallo looked awesome. The thing I love the most about him was he looked an arrogant bastard. We can use someone like that in our attack.
We've got a lot of them.
I'm about to say, I don't know if we're short of arrogant people in our attack, just throwing that out there, to be honest with you.
Short of confidence, are we?
No, I think we've got like four people that want to shoot on sight every time they get the ball.
Or do loads of step-overs.
Yeah.
I've got a pause you there.
Go on.
We've got a message from BT.
Let's hear it then.
So as part of BT's matchday experience, they've got the 360 option as well, which allows you to watch live action from all sporting events, what you're watching on BT, with their 360 service. As you can see, it's just like you sat there in a stadium looking round. You can have a proper look round and change all the angles, so you get the full 360 experience there. It's not quite being in a stadium, but it's almost like it, isn't it? Another option as well is the manager mode. So you can add real-time graphics as part of your matchday coverage, which are sort of augmented onto the pitch. You can see graphics pop up, which helps you to see who's got the ball. If you're a bit like me, and sometimes you struggle to see what's going on. You've got them graphics, bit of a different experience there, the manager mode. People love all that, don't they? I love to see things like that, so you can sort of proper study it as well. There's a matchday live option as well, which gives you the access to the lineups, formation, all the in-game stats. We all love stats, don't we? So you get all that. You're part of it as well. It gives you all the sort of all the different behind-the-scenes stuff of the formations and that sort of stuff and how they're setting up. There's a stadium experience. I love this. This is like, you've got this like reality doorway in BT Sports. You're like, you're walking through into the actual stadium and like leading the football teams out. Almost like you feel like you're a bit of a mascot there. You can walk out the Old Trafford Tunnel and have a look around as you're leading the teams out. That's another option they've got, part of the stadium experience, where you go through a doorway, and that's available on the BT Sport app as well. So you can go from your garden, that's not my garden, someone's garden, through to the stadium. The Watch Together, and this is the only service in the UK that does this. It allows you and your mates to watch the game together. I think you can have yourself and three other friends, any BT sports broadcast, so you can have live action broadcast, obviously, and then you're all in there. You share a split screen so you can watch the game together and get involved and have a bit of the old debate and arguing or whatever you want to do. Get together.
That actually looks sick.
It does, and obviously the game against Southampton is on BT Sport, and you can see from all the options there that they're doing like the match day live, doing the manager thing as well, which you're into. Is it stadium? That one where you can go in like you, almost like you're the mascot walking down the tunnel. 360 as well, so we can't be in the stadiums. But
manager mode, can I substitute left backs on it?
You'd have to say that with BT Sport. I'm not sure it gives you that option. You can ask him. That could be the next level.
Feature request.
Yeah, feature request. Interaction. I can actually make substitutes.
There was a team that did that a bit ago, you know.
Do you remember that? I
think we have to say, this video is sponsored by BT Sport.
Yeah, and that does, make sure you check all that out, because as you can see.
Have we got a link below?
We will have.
We better probably. Have.
But if you are watching the game tomorrow, you'll see that'll be an option, because it's available to all BT customers. All those options we spoke about there that were in that video.
So yeah, there was a team that I remember basically
Ebbsfleet.
Was it Ebbsfleet?
Yeah. Well,
they,
go on.
They basically did like a poll on social media for you to do like football manager level decisions. So like, who should we bring on?
Really?
Oh no, no, it was no. I remembered it as Ebbsfleet. I think it was Ebbsfleet. I might be wrong on the name of the team, but there was a team that basically sold people shares. So online, you could buy shares, and then you voted to pick the team every week and stuff like that.
There
like
was substitutions. Really weird. As well,
you could do, but it wasn't on Twitter. I can't
that
remember.
Sounds
it
like
on Twitter,
a
but
it was,
yeah, maybe it wasn't on Twitter. Maybe
can you imagine?
You could like so the shareholders were all basically shareholders vote for the team. Mental, isn't that?
That's
like
the 1920s.
Ed Woodward does.
Yeah.
No, that's what happens at Chelsea.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that, well,
Roman's like, so I see in the 11?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think we've had a
new manager now.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. I love that anybody that isn't from Manchester sounds like Borat when Steve does it. That where they're from? You could be from Bolton. He does that.
That's what he sounds like.
You have minute accents, isn't it? You and Andy say the best way. Accents. He's
feel
really
like
good as well.
Out,
I would never dream of taking the piss out of either you or Andy Tate. I don't know what you're on about.
Oh, God.
What else was Ollie on about in his press conference?
Didn't watch it.
He was on about Southampton as well. Speaking about that big game, Steve. Me and him have spoken
three
about it in a preview, but we've not
games.
Really had a chance to get your thoughts.
Southampton, Everton, and cheers for putting that on Saturday night. By the way, well, looking forward to a weekend off. And then who's on the other side of that?
West Ham, is it for FA Cup?
West Ham on Tuesday.
Is that West Ham?
Yeah.
West Ham.
So
Jesse Lingard FC, you mean?
Three tricky little games that.
I know.
I mean, glad though. Don't you think it's good that we've got like Southampton, Everton level of opposition, because they're not like City and Arsenal where we go in and we play the occasion rather than the team in front of us, which we did against Arsenal two times.
I don't think we did.
We did, especially the first time. Maybe not the second time. Definitely the first time. Mm. You can't say we didn't play the old Arsenal way like we would against a good Arsenal team when they were shit. Mm. But like in these games against Everton and Southampton, there's such difficult games that we should be up for them, but they're not those top games where we should still play our natural game and still be able to create.
It's almost ideal. I get where you're coming from because, you know, you saw it against Sheffield United. 5 minutes ago, we're a goal behind and you think we're winning. There was no urgency. There was no sense of feeling of, we fought this one. We're not going to win this. It still seemed like there was that air of, oh, we'll be all right. And then, you know, like you say, now you go the other end of the spectrum with Arsenal where it's like you're treating them like it's that team that they used to have that drew 12 games when they won the league. Do you know what I mean? Rather than just getting at them because we're a much better side.
Mm.
So, I feel, what are you smirking at?
I can't tell you on air. Don't want to get cancelled.
Right, okay. Yes, I'm glad you've taken that approach. That's best for all.
But you know
all
what I
concerned.
Hate when he says things like that? I want to know what it is.
Yeah.
Like,
I just saw him smirking
right
then and I thought, I've not said anything really stupid ever for a change.
But like, the one thing I want to say, what was it?
No, no.
Right,
we don't.
I changed the subject.
Yeah, and he did it really
coming
well.
Coming out with Rio at 5 and we got Odd and Wingy on because it was deadline day. And
that is midnight,
he wasn't
way.
In his car. I was a bit wounded.
Just explain, because there'll be a lot of people that A, don't even know who Odd and Wingy is, and B, don't know why you'd expect him to be in his car on deadline day.
Okay, so Odd and Wingy was at West Brom. I think he might be like West Brom's like best Premier League ever goal scorer because they typically don't usually have a lot of goal scorers.
Done well there,
but he did. And I think it was going a little bit awry for him. I think it was the summer window. Or it might be the January
window. Well, I hope so, because you don't do what he did unless things are going
proper
wrong.
I think
wrong.
It was January window. On deadline day, drives to QPR because there's some talk of a deal might be happening. And because Sky are at every single ground, he stops for an interview. And like, what you're doing is like, trying to get a move.
And
it was at West Brom at that time.
Yeah. QPR are like, we don't know anything about it.
Well, QPR was like, we haven't actually agreed a fee for you.
And started backing away from it, didn't they?
That's
a bit embarrassing,
isn't
it?
So he gives a full interview to Sky and becomes like an iconic deadline day kind of figure.
It's mad because...
through his car window.
Don't remember anything about his career other than that. Like, when you said he was at West Brom, I know he was a good player. Was he Nigerian? Nigeria.
So was he born? If you get this, I will be fucking
Austria.
Flabbergast.
Austria.
Sorry. No.
Okay.
Hamburg.
Russia.
We weren't that far off, innit?
Yeah, it was European.
Came through at like various different Russian clubs and went back to Spartak Moscow at one point as well for some big dough, I think, like 14 mil.
These men are making some peas.
What was he like? Was he a good lad?
He was wordy.
Really?
Yeah, very wordy. Yeah.
And that wasn't a wordy answer, but thank you. We got a super chat. Max Ketley says, Mengi joined Derby on loan. Good chance for him? Question mark. Bit worried that him and Garner are joining teams fighting to avoid relegation and not getting promoted, but experience is experience.
Well, me and Steve, you spoke about this morning, didn't we?
Yeah.
So I speak to Mengi quite a lot. I was chatting to him this morning and last night about this move.
I knew he was going to say that.
And I was saying, look, this is a good opportunity for you. But I think you're getting fast-tracked because Axel was 2021 when he was given the opportunity.
When he won the league,
go.
What?
2021. 20 becomes 21.
He was 20.
21 is coming.
And turned 21.
See, it's written in the stars.
When he went to Villa in the championship. Mengi's 18. 18-year-old centre-halves don't go play in the championship. So I think he's being fast-tracked. Now, I also don't think Rooney's watched him, if I'm being completely honest. I think this might have been a Michael Carrick's maybe put him onto it or someone in that sort of ilk. I certainly don't think Rooney was like, that's the centre-half I want.
Yeah.
Not saying it's bad, because I completely think the opposite, but I think that it came through other sources. Go into the championship, and yeah, Derby are in the bottom half. I don't know the reasons behind why Derby are in the bottom half. Have they got injuries? Is Mengi going to play? I hope with my entire heart that he does, because he's a top player and he's aggro in the best of ways. He's a fucking nightmare. And like, you know, when you speak to some of the lads in the first team, they go, he's a fucking nightmare to deal with.
Where's he from?
He's like Clayton Drawsden.
If you don't know, it's very picturesque and lovely around there. It's where you're going,
you got
holiday.
Adam Wingard's birthplace wrong. It was in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. So you were close.
It was part of Russia at the time.
So it was in the USSR at the time.
Yep.
But it's wrong. Ted and Mengi. So
what you mean about doubling down?
It was Russia at the time.
Wayne Rooney is going to get them safe.
He played for
right,
Russia
okay, fine. Odemwingie was born in Russia. I don't care. Go
don't
on.
Don't care.
Go on.
Wept.
Wayne Rooney is going to get them promoted from this position, so he won't be involved in a relegation battle.
As for Garner, I don't know why.
He's done a switch, hasn't he, Garner?
I don't know. Yeah, he went from Watford where he weren't playing.
That was the worst loan move ever at Watford when they changed. If you go to a place where they're going to change managers, forget it.
I don't know.
You need a manager.
That's what fucks every loan move.
Yeah.
Like, I know that Borthwick Jackson, when he went to Wolves, he was there like a week, and then they sat the new manager and he walked in and went, who the fuck's that guy? And he was like, he's on loan from United. He's got to play, because I know this was in his contract. He had to play 75 minutes a week contractually. And he went, yeah, cool. No. And then United were like, well, if you want to send him back, it's going to cost you whatever. Because we've already agreed or whatever. Or
the wages percentage.
And it was like, well, we're not going to send him back then. So Borthwick Jackson gets fucked and doesn't get
it's
to
a shame,
play.
Right, isn't it? It's a shame, right?
And that's how fucking careers go downhill.
Giuseppe Rossi went on loan to Newcastle. They changed manager at that time as well. Fucked him.
Yeah.
Remember that? He was the one.
That's why you've got to have those link-ups with some sort of like a feeder club situation where you go, we'll keep sending us your players. You better fucking play them though, chairman-wise. Like chairman, sporting director, there's an agreement, like our lads get
Royal
played.
Antwerp type scenario, like we used to do back in the day.
Do you fuck that up?
Chris Eagles,
I'm going to guess it begins and starts with Ed Woodward.
No, Glazers.
Well, right, okay then.
Although the Glazers was like, oh, that costs us like 30 quid, let's fuck that off.
Great. Yeah, and that was good for us because a lot of Johnny Evans went there, Chris Eagles went there, Dong Fanju went there to get his visa.
Danny Drinkwater went there, didn't he?
And Drinkwater. Lots of players went there.
A lot of that era went, yeah. The Danny Higginbottom and Ronnie Walwork had an interesting little time out there.
Do you remember Sylvain Ebanks
Blake? Got banned for life, didn't they?
And Giuseppe Rossi.
I remember him.
Doesn't Sylvain Ebanks Blake do stuff for the club now?
There's all sorts of people on MUTV at the minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they got rid of Ron Atkinson, thank God.
Oh, yeah, it only took him about 4 years after he racially abused someone live on air.
Saying, Ron Atkinson on TV again at the stadium. What the fuck's going on here?
I'm not getting into why. You've all got Google.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've all got Google. Who was your favourite academy player that didn't quite make it? Just one.
Ben Pearson.
That's a good shout. Remember David Jones?
Yeah, I think he was going to be.
Thought he was
going to
be Gerrard.
That's a good shout. Now.
Yeah, I thought he was going
to be. Mate, I used to say some outrageous things about academy players, like when I was blogging back in the day.
Who's your favourite?
I still do.
It was Matt. We didn't even talk about this the other day. I used to love Ryan Sunnicliffe, man. Yeah. And I became convinced.
His dad bet on him, didn't he, to play?
Oh, did he?
In the first team, and he won his bet, right?
Right.
Because he played in the first team.
I think he might have got like a substitute appearance, but he got moved on. But I remember when like Pogba was leaving. And Ravel went off the rails. I read an article about, don't worry about it, Ryan Sunnicliffe's the heart and soul of this team.
Will Keane.
don't worry about Paul Pogba.
Wilson, man. We thought he was the nuts.
He was though, right? And this is what the problem is. Like, whatever happens in youth football, it's still a valid opinion to go, this kid could be X. Because you'll never hear me say will be. You'll often hear me say could be. Because you don't control the variables.
Has the potential to be, innit?
James Wilson, honestly, one of the most natural finishers ever. Now, the intangibles that you don't really realise is playing at youth football where there's a bit of a level playing field generally in terms of physicality. If you've still got the physique of a child at 24 and you're playing League Two, ain't going to work out for you because you're up against some fucking units.
Yeah.
And the physicality thing, there's a reason why some people take a long time to get into the first team. And it's not ability, it's physicality.
Mm.
You know, and the physicality thing is such a difficult thing to overcome for a lot of players. James Wilson just never grew into a man's frame quick enough.
It's mad.
And then he had a lot of injuries on top of that.
Your interview with Kiko Makeda is really good because he sort of had it the way around anywhere. He went from...
He was jacked.
Like, all of a sudden... You're not only in the first team, you just basically won us the title.
We bought him as well. He was a big deal. And I remember...
Broke the seat in front of me for that.
Oh, we thought Welbeck was the... Like, everyone thought Kiko was the man, not Welbeck. Welbeck would come, but it was because of Kiko. Like, partnership was coming through. And his ability was special, but you've got to have it.
Yeah, and he's quite a big honest says, one.
He said, like, I've done that interview with him twice because we did it for Devils.
Let's not go there.
And then it got, the audio didn't record because of somebody. And then we did it for myself.
Don't name them.
So I did that twice. But, like, he spoke about his mental health in that a lot and how, when he went to men's football and it happened so quickly and he scores against Villa, he scores against Sunderland, he's playing with Ronaldo and all these guys, and he goes, I stopped doing the things that got me to that point.
Happens a lot.
And it's like Bojan, he was the same. He scored in a friendly against Celtic and said he went partying for 3 days.
Can we start a petition to replace fucking Jay with Bojan? Because Bojan...
I'll sign that.
Bojay.
Yeah, Bojay. He's fucking boring now.
He's not.
There's no need for that, is there?
I think he's still hanging in there.
Do you know what I mean? Go on.
He lived wild times, and now because he's clean, he's got the memories coming back.
That's what I mean. I remember things like that now.
Shit on a night out, though.
Yeah. I know your plans for me on a night out, and it ain't happening right, so just fucking forget it. But no, Bojan, we need to get him on the channel because he's mint and he's got no filter as well.
He hates the Glazers.
He goes on MUTV and says that. Wait, hang on a minute.
Keep me on the camera.
He got knocked first before Ron Atkinson.
Well, there's things you're allowed to say in this regime. And
the owners are parasites, Bojan. Isn't one of the things you say live on air?
Yeah. I was going to say, Makeda, there was some talk that he's made his debut, he scored his goal, next day in training, he's in Ryan Giggs' spot.
Oh, what?
And like, he's like, fucking what? And didn't go down so well with Ryan Giggs.
See, I find grown men getting angry over parking spots a bit weird.
No.
I don't understand if it's Fergie's parking spot.
Yeah.
No, not spot. Like, literally, like, almost being disrespectful in training, like, Giggs misses a pass, fucking get a grip.
Oh, shit, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't be doing that, can you?
Check my fucking name tag. Am I Ryan Giggs and you fucking the new Academy boy? How about shut the fuck up?
But I think a little bit... Obviously, we've never seen it, so we didn't know what extent it was. But I like a little bit of thinking younger players are being a little bit cheeky, keeping the older lot on their toes.
But clearly, it didn't go down so well.
That's like when Lee Sharp megged Mark Hughes when he got to the cliff. And Mark Hughes put him in the bushes like... Don't do that again, sir.
But Bojan did it to Keane, didn't he? Like, apparently Bojan was one of the only people. And this is like 18-year-old Bojan as well. Like, Keane would be like, fucking blah, blah, blah. And he'd be like, why don't you fuck off?
Yeah.
This is
true. Keane would have loved it.
Yeah.
But that's it. He did.
That's what I mean.
Love that. Yeah, you need to. I think I would have been a cheeky little wanker like that as well. Like, because if you're good at football as well.
That's the thing, isn't it? If you're good and you're showing that you're good.
You are, no matter who you are, right? Who's the worst United player you can think of?
This is unfair.
I don't like doing this because one day we'll have him on the channel.
This is unfair.
The obvious one.
Don't.
No, Joe just said Marshall in my ear.
Don't say what you
I don't believe
say.
That, okay. But it was funny.
I said it once and then I remembered something.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you on that.
No, he knows what I'm on about.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, no. He makes a good point. The most disappointing, not the worst one, but the most disappointing was Sanchez. The most disappointing.
Right. That doesn't really work. Give me someone that you go...
I don't know. Someone who didn't make it then.
Yeah, so who's objectively shit?
I don't know his shit, but Nick Culkin.
Okay, cool.
Right, I just picked him at random. Right, I'm sorry, Nick. No disrespect, but you played 12 seconds in a game. That was it. So Graham Tomlinson.
Or Alpha Tory or something like
that. Right, someone who didn't make it.
Someone who's utterly dog shit.
Well, I don't say they're utterly dog shit.
Let's just say it, Jay.
Just read a bit about Gus Caesar in Nick Hornby's Fever Pitch and tell me that they're dog shit.
Oi, shut up. Right. Listen, I don't even remember what my point was now because you waffled on.
Who's the shittiest player you've ever seen?
Yeah, but there was a reason why I was asking that.
Which is?
Oh, they are the 1% of the 1% of all the people that they grew up with and stuff.
Yeah.
They're the best player all their mates ever knew.
Yeah.
And they get here and they go, you're well shit, mate.
That's what rattles my head. Imagine being a footballer all your life.
Yeah, you
who
play
scores
for your,
goals for fun.
You're best at your school. You're that's best at your club team. Best in your county.
Fever bitch is about.
Best in the bloody blah. Best in the bloody blah. You're the best in your fucking academy, yeah, probably. As you come through, you get to the first team, you go, you're shit.
That is exactly
or
it.
Or you're now playing and you score 5 goals a season and you don't get a kick of the ball. And it's like, is this what I dreamed? Like, is this it?
And then the fans are going, fucking moo.
And you can't even enjoy it because if you go outside in the world and act like a professional footballer,
yeah, you get pelters.
Like, who's this cocky cunt? You ain't nothing to
you get photos earn. Plastered all over social media.
Rolls Royce, I had that conversation because I can afford one.
I had that conversation with Jesse. Remember when
that was
we did the chippy chat?
That was sound.
It was off camera, unfortunately. But I went to him, like, I was comparing, like, I said, Wilfred Zaha can have a stinker, not win a game for months. Off the pitch commercially, he can fucking do what he wants because he's up there at Palace and, you know, he's the best player. Whereas you can be playing for Manchester United, the greatest team on the planet, and because you're on the fringes and that, you can't live your life how you want because people say, oh, you fucking wanker. But really, it should be the other way around.
Yeah.
Like, it should be the other way around.
It's mad.
It's like Lee Grant, he's probably never wear pants, just on the fucking lob all the time, just out. Play for Man United.
30k a week.
Yeah, I play for Man United.
But no, that is a good point. Like, these players, even the ones that you say, they're amazing, aren't they? They're the ones that everyone would be talking about at school going, like, he's minting.
Let's say, no,
do you know what I mean?
Well, Michael Clegg, right?
Yeah.
Did not make it at United, went to Oldham, head fell off, never played again.
Right.
Right? He's in his 40s now. I know that he still plays five-a-side, and I bet he rips it up.
Of course he does. People that, like, had a trial at United that are at five-a-side, a mint, and you go, oh, yeah, you can tell he's good. Mm. Let alone someone who actually made it all the way to the first team.
In trouble season. It's a good team.
Mental. I wonder, as, like, the feeling of, like, you know, like, people like Nicky Butt as well, or Phil Neville, who have gone from that mollycoddled, your Fergie's child, winning everything in this team to now get out in a big wild world. You're at Everton, getting booed every week. Or like
Nicky Butt had a time of it, didn't he? When he went to Newcastle
and
then
saw,
to
like, Dyer and
Birmingham.
Fighting each other,
yeah.
Like,
what is this? Like,
what the fuck's going on, lads? Like,
it's like,
Keno never did this.
It's like
on the pitch anyway.
It's like when Andy Cole did it the other way around. He said at Newcastle, we came from Newcastle to United. We were drawing 0-0 at half time. And we'd had, like, loads of shots and they'd been saved and he expected the gaffer to say, like, unlucky, keep going. And he said Ferguson started launching cups of tea at people and screaming. It was like, Keegan would have been like, oh, unlucky, lads, keep going. And he was like, I realise that this is just, you know, United. Expects a lot more.
Fuck it. I love that shit, though.
Of course. Do you know what I mean?
I love a bit of aggro. You've got to be scared, ain't you?
Yeah.
Fear keeps you on your toes.
Bruno's up for that, innit? Bruno's the one, like, he's proper.
You see his message the other day?
What does it say?
When he goes, I wanted to celebrate my week, a year in at Man United with Thingy. I apologise and I promise. Let me read it instead of paraphrasing.
While you're looking for that as well, we've got
booting people in training. Do you reckon?
Who's what?
McTominay.
Who's what?
Booting people in training.
Yeah, McTominay's got a bit of that to him, hasn't he? While you're finding that, Tim Garrod. Birthday shout out, 45 years young. He's a young man. Life begins at 50.
He's only a couple of years behind you, Jay.
Mate.
Bruno Fernandes says, definitely not the result I wanted to celebrate my first year as a Red, but we'll keep working to improve. It's an absolute honour to play football with the Manchester United badge on my chest. The history of this football club was built over wins, many wins. Sounds like Trump.
many wins. Beautiful, many wins. Beautiful wins.
More wins than anybody else.
You'll get so sick and tired of winning.
I came here to help on
Doctor
continuing.
Said this has never seen as many wins.
I came here to help on continuing that legacy, and I won't rest until I do it. I
as a PR person wrote that, because that's class.
I just replied to him, love you.
Oh, yeah.
Because he feels like someone's got control of this situation, or has tried to just grab the ball by the horns.
I can't envision a situation where he doesn't leave Old Trafford without winning at least one title. I just can't see it happening.
About Mourinho?
No, it didn't.
Yeah, we did.
Oh yeah, I might.
We all did. We all
trophies.
Yeah, but no, a title. A title, though. Like, a title.
When Ramos won a League Cup.
Do you know what I mean? Come on.
He's won the...
Oh, he's won some, now. Didn't he win the fucking charity shield over there?
French Super Cup.
French charity shield?
Yeah. The David Moyes trophy.
David Moyes.
Yeah, like, level now. Equal.
If Moyes finishes top five with West Ham, is that better than anything Poch did with Spurs?
That's a good question.
Even finishing fourth with Everton was better than anything Poch did.
That's bollocks.
Oh, come on. Just play with me.
What?
You did, don't you? I'm good, but I didn't want him at United.
I respect him.
Not for me.
I respect him.
Yeah.
Let's see how he gets on.
What? He's at Paris Saint-Germain.
Mm.
What the fuck is getting on? He's going to win the league.
Might not. He's sitting there at the moment.
Right, if he doesn't... If he fucking doesn't, I swear.
Oh my God, you'll
we'll
be having
get second with PSG. God. His greatest achievement
yeah.
ever.
It will be his greatest achievement ever. And it's like the most abject failure Paris Saint Germain have had in a decade.
How did you manage to finish second? It's great, isn't it?
It's like starting a 100 meter race.
At the end of the season.
It's like starting a 100 meter race on the 99 meter mark and coming second. That's what it's like.
It is mental. Obviously, we're nearly finished now. So anything Wally of the Week, it's the podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, good lad, Wally of the Week.
You don't do this every week, do you?
Nah,
we always forget, but you're on it. Whoever's in charge of those refereeing decisions.
Oh, the silly cunts who give us VAR.
Oh, you mean the referees?
Yes. That's the one. I knew I was missing something when I was watching football. Giving abuse to the wrong people, mate.
Fuck you now.
Yeah, the refs. The refs at the Sheffield United game. Or the ref at the Sheffield United game.
Go with that. Oh, I'm gonna throw a plug in as well for the pod that's coming out of
five.
Because it's mint. And I think it's worth us having a little second talking about it. So we were talking a little bit about just some of the abuse Marshall and Rashford have been getting online.
Right, yeah, fair
obviously
enough.
The unacceptable abuse.
Yeah.
I've got a
not the abuse is fair enough. Enough with discussing it, by the way, before anyone gets confused.
I think a lot of the abuse is trolls looking for reactions.
Of course it is.
And I don't know how you mitigate that. Because I think there's always going to be people who just say the outrageous shit to see everyone else lose their mind. When they do it. Rio was talking about his own encounter with Agro at United when 15 Palacarpa lads turned up outside.
Was it a strongly worded tweet from someone?
No. But I'm thinking...
And I tweeted him for that.
What would you rather have? Racial abuse on social media on all your posts or 15 guys turning up at your fucking house? Mm-hmm. Neither is the answer.
Yeah, obviously I'd rather have none of them
things. Like, what a fucking conundrum to be in. Rio said, someone was pressing the buzzer on his house. He said, but they had the hand over the camera, so I couldn't see who it was. And I'm like, that's how you know you're loaded, because I have a window.
Yeah.
Like, I look out the window.
But I think everyone's seen those pictures, though, of the people out, so they can be a kind of picture.
Well, no,
scene,
Rio's. I don't think Rio's. Did you know about that?
What?
I knew about the lads going to Rio's house.
I knew Rooney's.
When he wouldn't sign the deal. Yeah, everyone knew that?
No, I didn't know about that.
What?
I didn't know about that.
I genuinely thought it was just Rooney was the one that sprung to my mind.
He goes, someone kept
and
fucking
I'm the
pressing
one who gets
the buzzer.
The JCL.
I know, I'm sorry, mate.
He goes,
it's not fair, is
the
it?
The buzzer's fucking going. He goes, and I thought, who's this twat just like, you're mithering outside the house? He goes, so I climb on my wall to look over. He's got a big fence on it. He goes, look over the wall. He goes, fucking 15 dudes in ballers. And I was like, oh no.
Bloody hell.
Like, I'm going to get robbed here. He goes, sign a fucking contract. And he went, oh, I'm not getting robbed. He was like buzzing. He goes, so I was like, I'm going to sign the fucking contract. Negotiations in it.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, that was mental because I remember a game as well in preseason where he got booed.
When he met Kenyon? Did he meet Kenyon or was he accused of meeting Kenyon?
Yeah, so he tells the story about what restaurant. That's all about. He goes,
I'm vaguely remember
Kenyon
how you
used to be at United.
Yeah.
He goes, Kenyon was...
Don't get me started on that.
That Peenies of Harvey was his agent.
Muppet.
And obviously, Peenies of Harvey basically helped Chelsea buy all
the. He was the
Raiola
of the time.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
So I was trying to talk to him about that a little bit because if you looked at Rio's movements, knowing that he's with the first super agent, Pini Zahavi. He's gone from West Ham to Leeds and Leeds to United. And then, you know, the first move, like there's all this shit going at Chelsea. You can understand why people probably thought that's the move. He's, you know, this agent's just shopping him around. But Rio's like, I never fucking wanted to leave United. He goes, it was only 3 month negotiations. He goes, it wasn't a fucking long negotiation. He goes, I wanted 5 years and he only wanted to give me four. That was the issue. He goes, and eventually they caved in and they gave him five. He goes,
I think it was because we had the Beckham thing as well.
And he was not long before during his suspension. So everyone was like, hang on a minute, you're not even playing for us and you won't sign a new deal.
Yeah, yeah.
You're taking the piss.
Hmm. But he said the Kenyan thing came about. Like, go watch it, it's out of five. The Kenyan thing came about on, he goes, he saw him and he goes, oh, let's grab a coffee. And he goes, wasn't like now, he goes, where I just fucking wouldn't have sat down with him because everyone's got a phone. He goes, 2004? He goes, who's got a fucking camera? He goes, some fucker took a picture of us, didn't they?
Yeah,
he goes,
I remember that.
Gets to Fergie. He goes, Fergie throws a newspaper all around the office screaming at me. And I'm like, I'm not leaving. Like, I wasn't talking to him about anything. He goes, just fucking met him for a coffee.
You can imagine Fergie. Hey, that's Peter not what he like, went to. Peter Kenyon as well, he's already fuming.
Was that the worst bollocking?
Yeah.
Was that the worst bollocking you ever had? And he goes, it was up there. He goes, mostly because sometimes I get bollockings. He goes, and I earned them. He goes, whereas I hadn't done anything wrong. I had no intention of leaving. He goes, so I felt hard done to. He goes, but I couldn't really argue back because what the fuck can I say?
Yeah, it must, you know when you've not done something, but it looks like, and you get, that must be the worst.
And I can imagine Fergie thinking, I've got one of the best defenders in the fucking world here, and he's talking to them twats.
And as Chelsea were buying everyone, weren't they? Mm. And like, you know what I mean?
That it was just before they went and won the league.
Fucking hell, man.
So,
don't envy him with that one.
In my ear, Joe's saying it could have been Rio and John Terry together.
Yeah, and he could have been that at United because John Terry could have come to us.
Yeah, he got a show, didn't he, around when he was a kid. We tried to get him as a United fan as well, but we just weren't racist enough for him.
Thank God for that. My Wally of the week is... Yeah, them refs. Fuck them all.
Did you see the kid in the bin, man?
Yes. Yeah.
That. Yes.
Mate. Proper. Have you seen the compo picture? That is the ultimate compo picture, that, isn't it?
But.
Come on.
I get it. But why is the guy booting the thing so much?
Joe's making a good point here, Damir, that like, so people won't know what we're talking about.
Was he on the podcast last week or was he on the brew?
I don't know. In either England, way, someone needs to explain it.
A little kid made a snowman.
Yeah.
What's the guy called? He's not a bin man.
It's a refuse collection agent. Roundhouse kicked the fuck out of it.
Multiple times. Because I saw the video first and I only saw a clip where he just kicks it once and I thought, that's a bit uncalled for.
Oh, that's all I've seen.
He kicks it a good 10, 15
Does he like
times.
American History X?
Like, he's mental, mate.
Right.
He's clearly got issues. He's clearly got issues.
I didn't know all this.
He bouted shit out of it. Like it owed him money.
Right.
Serious talk.
He was like, I hate you!
Let's play more where that came from.
All the other bin men are looking at him.
Refuse collection agents.
Sorry. Bin ladies and bin men.
I just thought he kicked it once, didn't he? Went to town.
Proper went to town.
Right. He's still no need for the compo face.
No, yeah, so he got sacked in the guy.
Your 3-year-old didn't make it. It's 5'6".
Yeah. And it's an amount.
I know, but still.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm not sorry. Sorry, not sorry as well, which I appreciate.
Fair play to him. Should have went back and...
Knocked on the door.
And thrown a massive snowman at them.
Just give him a carrot and go, is this your snowman?
Is it your snowman? Yeah, Father Christmas ain't real either!
Guys at home, Steve was joking.
Yes, he is joking. And it's not a very funny joke, that sort of thing. Telling lies.
Right, 3-year-olds don't watch us.
They do.
No, they don't.
Sometimes parents with 3-year-olds watch us.
That's not my fault.
And I get texts from him. Well, not texts because not everyone's got my number. DM saying,
DM me, I'll give you his number.
Can Steve stop swearing?
That's, good luck with that.
Yes.
Trying that one.
Yeah, it's difficult.
No, he's the answer to that.
Yeah. Anyway, we need to
what
go
did
now.
He say that?
It's more like, can he fuck?
Wrap up. He said wrap up. He's the one. You said, we need to finish this.
Because
I need to go somewhere. I need to go at 4:30.
Got shit to do.
God's sake.
Anyway, hope you have better luck.
You're here tomorrow, aren't you? You too.
Listen, I am having a nice.
Oh.
This sexy fleece. So go fuck yourself.
Right. Honestly.
I'm addicted to fleeces.
Clearly. You and the geography teachers of the world.
Nah. If a geography teacher wore this, you would have wanted to bang him.
Right. That we've just entered a whole world that I don't want to go into.
Banging geography teachers.
Yeah. Mate, Talk about a slippery slope.
Yeah, let's not go on that. You're both here for the watch along tomorrow, aren't you?
Good morning, Mr. Savile.
You're both here for the watch along tomorrow.
Not coming in.
Oh, you're not. Oh, no, you're not. He's here for the watch along. Oh, make sure you check out BT Sport.
I gotta look
well
after Andy and Joe.
Stuff they've got going on. Yeah, but you and Joe Smith. You'll be in your post match reaction though, won't you?
I'll think about it.
You all better.
Think about it, then do it for us. Cheers.
Right. Don't forget, check out BT. Links in the description below. Thank you to BT for sponsoring us today. Go and check out Steve's podcast with Rio coming out soon. Go check out Jay, Scotty, and Marty podcast as well. Thank you for tuning in to Stretford Paddock. The preview is already up for tomorrow's game with myself, Jay, and Joe. So go see that. Anything else we need to plug apart from Joe's butt? 7 p.m. Premier League piss take. It's coming, baby. The greatest show on the planet. See you later.
Someone's messaged me for Adam's number, by the way. So I'll send you that.
Podcast Network.